From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
We're coming to the end of our liturgical year in the next few weeks, and we're going to be beginning Advent soon. So our scriptures are going to stir us up to vigilance in these next few weeks and focus on our preparation for our Lord Jesus Christ and his second coming, or even more importantly, perhaps, his coming at the end of our lives. For he surely will come. Today we hear how our Lord exhorts us to stay awake, to be vigilant. In that second reading from Paul's letter to Thessalonians, Paul talks about that coming of Jesus, that glorious coming, very mysterious coming. And he says, when the Lord comes, he'll come with his angels and saints. Those who have died before us will be with the Lord, if they're with the Lord. And then we who are left on the earth will be caught up. And Paul talks about in a twinkling of an eye, we will be changed and we'll be caught up to be with Jesus. What a mysterious moment, mysterious thing for all of us to consider. But Paul, right after that passage, goes on to say that this coming of Jesus will be like a thief in the night. So it'll be sudden and unexpected. But he says, you can be prepared for it. And that's, of course, why our Lord gives our parable. He does come like a thief. And I often thought about why a thief in the night. Well, when we think about it, when our Lord comes, he will take everything from us. Everything. Our home, all our riches, possessions, gone. Everything we have, gone, pulled away from us. And we go before God naked, like we came into this world naked. So, yes, we could say it's like a thief. But the Lord takes all these things away only to give us all that He has, everything that He has from the Father. He says, "All that the Father has given me, I give to you." It's ours. And He went on to say, "The Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." So He says, "Go and sell your belongings." Better for us now to give them away freely, to use the mammon and use it well for the kingdom of God while we have the time, and store up treasure in heaven. This is true wisdom. It's a part of that parable where we have to fill up that oil in our flask, keep oil in our flask. That's how we do it. Now let's look at the parable. You notice there's 10 virgins, and they all have lamps, so in some ways they're very similar, and they also all fall asleep. So none of them remain vigilant to the end. You know, they all dozed off. And I think that's a good reminder. All of us can grow tired. Life is hard. We can lose our sense of vigilance. We wonder, when is the Lord going to come? When is my life on this earth going to end? That's a big question for all of us. And we don't know. We continue each day. We have our routines, our patterns, and life can be very hard. Even our prayer or living our faith can be very challenging and difficult. Coming to church on Sunday, every Sunday, everyone here has, we all have our own challenges. Some of us come and have to get up early in the morning and come to 7 a.m. Mass, like us priests. Even us priests have a challenge. So, I mean, it's once in a while I have to say I've hit my alarm and my alarm didn't go off, and I was, you know, sawing logs upstairs while people are here waiting for Mass. All I can say is thank God for Deacon Warren.
Yeah, look at this.
Wake up, Father Bill. Wake up, Father Bill. Wake up, wake up. I mean, if that doesn't raise somebody from the dead, I don't know what will. You know, I'm telling you, I'm up out of the bed. Oh, yeah. Woo. So, wake up, right? So the Lord, he sounds the alarm. All the 10 virgins wake up. Well, the Lord told us that He would do this for us. He will wake us up. Now, He did say, look for some of the signs. There'll be signs in the heavens, wars, rumors of wars, omens, things that aren't good. And He told us about them. Well, think about what's happening right now in the world. Are you seeing signs? I sure am. I think for those who don't see the signs, maybe they're still sleeping, and sometimes I wonder, maybe they're even dead. Maybe we don't want to be dead. We want to be awake, alive, ready. All right, so now all the virgins are awake. They're alerted. There's a problem. Or in this case, in the parable, it's not a problem. It's a good thing. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. The bridegroom's coming. Get ready. They don't have the oil, though. Five of them were not wise. What is that oil that we all need? Acts of virtue, love. Oil is how we live our faith. The actual living of it is oil. The daily prayer, the perseverance in doing the random acts of kindness that God calls us to each and every day. All those wonderful things that we do go unnoticed. That's the oil. So we must never grow tired of doing those good things, because that is how we store oil for meeting the Lord. All of it's important to God. Not even the smallest act of kindness is forgotten by God. So let's, you know, that's got to be a part of our lives, living the life of faith. St. James will say, faith without works is dead. And according to our gospel, it's also foolish. Because it was those virgins who didn't have the oil that didn't get into the kingdom in the end. Those who put off conversion to the end, that's foolishness. I know I've heard some say, I'll get my act together at the end. Don't wait. We don't know the day or the hour. Don't know the day or the hour. Foolishness means that we don't order our lives on a daily basis, towards God. That's foolishness. And the opposite is wisdom. It's a gift from heaven. Starts with fear of the Lord, a holiness, a reverence for who he is, an awe. And it's a wisdom allows us to order our lives each day towards God. That's wisdom. And when we have wisdom, brothers and sisters, we have oil in the lamps, our flasks will be full, and we'll be able to join the wise who are admitted now forever in the company of the Lord. May God bless us and help us stay alert and wise as we prepare for our Lord Jesus.